Watch, White House shares video showing nighttime operation to make D.C. safe again. By Hannah Knudsen on August 16, 2025. The Trump White House shared a video this week giving a glimpse of the nighttime operation in Washington, D.C., showcasing the mission to make D.C. safe again. Nighttime routine, Operation Make D.C. Safe Again edition. The White House wrote, sharing a video of authorities in D.C. arresting alleged criminals in the city. These actions follow Trump's Monday announcement officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule AC, placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control, and activating the National Guard to get a grip on crime. I understand a lot of you tend to be on the liberal side, but you don't want to get mugged and raped and shot and killed, Trump told reporters during the press conference. You want to be able to leave your apartment or your house where you live and feel safe and go into a store to buy a newspaper or buy something. And you don't have that now, he said, adding the murder rate in Washington today is higher than that of Bogota, Colombia, Mexico City, some of the places that you hear about as being the worst places on earth. The number of car thefts has doubled over the past 5 years, and the number of carjackings has more than tripled. Murders in 2023 reached the highest rate probably ever. They say 25 years, but they don't know what that means. Because it just goes back 25 years, the president continued, adding, our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged-out maniacs and homeless people, and we're not going to let it happen anymore. Former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund offered further perspective on the reality of an issue during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily this week, noting that the D.C. homicide rate is 5 to 6 times that of any other major city in the United States. He added that, despite the radical left's freakouts, this type of task force is nothing new. We did this in the early 90s, when I was with D.C. police, we were able to drive down homicide rates. When Chief Lanier was chief, think about 2010 to 2014. We had a homicide rate that was maybe right around 100, 170 a year. Now 2023, you got 274 homicides. So you had a significant increase, he explained. So when people talk about, oh, there's a big drop. There's a drop from 2023 to 2024. But it's still significant, double what we had in around 2010, Sun added. Meanwhile, leftists have spoken out against Trump's mission to address crime and homelessness in the nation's capital. Failed vice presidential candidate Governor Tim Walz's daughter, for instance, ranted about Trump's decision, describing it as bitch baby, wussy, scaredy cat behavior.